This morning we begin a new series together, rooted in gratitude and growing in Christ. I hope you're thinking trees already, roots and branches and leaves to come. A little later, yet this morning, we'll watch the first of four videos recounting a little bit of the telling of the 130th anniversary of the people called Methodist here in West Grove, celebrating 130 years of God's faithfulness and God's people's response to that faithfulness. I have to share with you that project has been a collaboration, you're going to be interested to see, between Scott Steele, local historian, Keith Schneider, AV guy extraordinaire, I think that'll go on a business card someday, and Vinny Raschini, who helped out, myself as well. The videos that'll tell ultimately the story of this congregation rooted in gratitude and growing in faith, highlighting faithful believers who were on board with what God was doing, intentional choices to choose gratitude. Now, I have to say, as the kids were reminding us, choosing gratitude and not giving into, I love it, grumbling, yeah, is hard work. The kind of work that requires us to hang on and have an attitude of some sort. Not exactly that kind of attitude, the kind that's in social media and reality shows, but another kind of attitude. Space is big in our house these days, so I've been reading a book called An Astronaut's Guide to the Life on Earth by Chris Hadfield. He's a Canadian astronaut and most famous for playing guitar out in space. He says this about attitude. I wonder if it resonates for you. In a space flight, attitude refers to orientation, the position you are relative to the sun, the earth, and other spacecraft. If you lose your orientation, two things happen. You begin to tumble, and you lose your course. Astronaut Haddonfield says this is what happens on Earth as well. Where we are in reference to the heaviest, weightiest body and how we're oriented. He doesn't say this, but I will. Where are we in relation to God? And how are we orienting ourselves? Now, lest we begin to imagine that gratitude and attitudes are overlays required of us, regardless of circumstance, I want to tell you the story of Jacob that Jordan shared for us this morning. Jacob was traveling with his family. Did you catch it? Two wives, children, slaves, a whole household to see his brother Esau. The very one he had conflict with, you might recall, he took Esau's birthright. And here he is traveling to restore that conflict, offer gifts, and look for peace. The stakes are high. Lives are at stake. Peace rests in the balance. Jacob shows up to offer these signs of peace, and they're almost there. The next passage in Genesis is their meeting. But this night, they camped ahead of Esau. And it's there we get this wrestling match. It's there where Jacob wrestles out a blessing. It almost feels like the story began without us. As we're hearing it, we have Jacob wrestling with a man, an angel, the very presence of God. We get the sense very quickly, Jacob's not sure which of those it is. He just knows he has to hang in there to persevere and demand a blessing. Choose gratitude, even in the midst of a nighttime attack, wrestling in the middle of the night with fear and anxiety. You get the sense Jacob doesn't even know who or whom he's engaging, who he's resisting. Hours back and forth. Hours of the kind of exhaustion you all know that comes from that kind of hard work. Jacob doesn't give in. He doesn't just let go. He demands a blessing. And even in demanding that blessing, he's not yet content. He wants to hear, he wants to know, who have I come face to face with? With whom have I struggled? The heavenly blessing comes with the name of God. His life is forever changed. His life is changed by encountering God and wrestling out a blessing. I wonder if any of us can imagine that kind of wrestling through the night, hanging on to God until God offers back to us. I wonder how many of us have already done just that. I think it's the part of the night where the hours don't move evenly. I wonder if this has happened to you, and it couldn't have just been 5 minutes since you looked at the clock from 3:05. To 3:10, hours must have passed. But hours of worrying and wondering, of fearing and fretting, the kind of life that says easily, answers haven't come yet. Solutions are not pat and predictable. The kind of time when we've already tried hard and it no longer works the way we're hoping it would work. I hope you hear that wrestling with God is not only okay, it is the central part of what changes Jacob's life. Wrestling with God over what we believe or what the circumstances of our lives are, or how the lives of our beloveds are unfolding, is more biblical than blind trust. Renita Weems, the great biblical scholar, says it this way: faith is what you do between the last time you experience God and the next time you experience God. You and I, friends, are collectively trying to figure it out. I imagine if we were sitting around a kitchen table, we'd be wondering together, why is there pain? And why is there disease? Why do we not do the thing we mean to do and do the thing we never meant to do at all that bubbles up inside of us? We would be saying, sometimes we get terribly mad at how God acts. And other times we get terribly mad at how the rest of humanity acts around us. If we were sitting around the table, we might honestly say, sometimes I feel rejected and sometimes really disappointed. Sometimes I feel put down. And sometimes I'm sure it's just me against the whole world out there. We're wrestling with God in the midst of the details of our lives. And we're not sure we should be, and some of us feel bad about that as well. Friends, I want you to hear the invitation from Paul, the Apostle Paul, one who struggled and wrestled with God, thorn in the flesh all of his life, who needed to be blinded to get attention. The Apostle Paul writes, I give thanks to God for you. He doesn't say it tritely or offhandedly the way we do when we're passing someone sometimes in the supermarket. In fact, some of these would cause call the greatest amount of consternation and pain. The letters we have in the scriptures are some of the most difficult people Paul ever encountered. And Paul chose to give thanks. If I hear him in my ear, I think Paul chose to give thanks for the co-worker who told lies behind his back and made it hard to work together, who hung on until there was a blessing in the midst of it. If I hear Paul in my ear, I hear choosing to give thanks for a loved one who fights dirty and brings up painful memories until there's a blessing in the midst of that. If I hear Paul in my ear, I think Paul would give thanks for a God who operated in ways he couldn't always figure out. Debating God, Paul was good at that, until there was a blessing in the midst of it. I think we hear Paul today saying, "Where are you looking for those blessings, hanging on in the midst of the wrestling match you didn't want to be in the first place, for what God has for you?" We, who are oriented, have an attitude towards God with gratitude in our hearts, are invited to keep wrestling this day, to choose to find blessings in each day. Gratitude grows our roots, extends the foundation upon which we stand, and allows for us in our spiritual journeys to keep growing. Gratitude opens new ways for us to be fed. That's the function of roots, I think a good arborist would remind me. Gratitude changes our lives, points us with attitude, and orients us towards God. I want to invite you this season that already culturally feels like gratitude, to strengthen your roots, to hang in there for your blessing, and allow God to grow through you. This, my friends, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.